It's time for another chat with Evgeir Fouchier from Discovery, financial advisor, of course. And today, in part one, we are discussing some basic money principles. Evgeir, it's nice to have you here again. How's it going?
Jon, so lucky to be here as always, and it's going good, eh? Like a warm year today.
Yes, indeed. So let's get going on some basic money principles.
Basic money principles. So why basic money principles? I think when I speak to clients in general, they're very overwhelmed. And what I can sense is that it's a very, I would say, frustrating and confusing world that we live in. So what we try to do is we try to break it down and simplify it by just following 10 good principles. So there's these 10 good principles. If you start with it and you follow through with it, it will honestly simplify your financial life. So starting at the first one is you need to save a good amount of your income. Jon, what amount of income do you save?
Nowadays,
percentage-wise?
I would say 10%.
Yeah, 10%, that's the entry level. So we want to be at 30 to 50%. So it sounds a lot, but let's think about it in this way. So we are now young and we are earning an income for the reason that when we are old, we will still have expenses, but we won't be earning an income. So where would that income come from when we are old for the expenses that we're going to incur? And that is what the amount that we save today is the amount that we can spend when we are older. A lot of people, I think they don't necessarily accept the fact that they're going to become old and they will need a expense, or that they will have expenses when they are old, and that they will need an income to provide for those expenses. So it's always very important to save as much money as possible from the starting point, and trying to get to 30, 40, 50% would be my advice. The second one is don't incur debt. So debt is, in essence, if you think about the money that you're saving now, it's depleting the amount that you can put away for your older age. So I think what happens in today's age is as your disposable income grows, you take on more debt because that's just the way we work. You buy a bigger car or you upgrade it in your house or you add that Venterwagen because now you've got a tent that you also want to take on holiday. And what people don't necessarily understand is the amount of debt that you take on, it just diminishes the amount that you can save. In the point that I made, the first point. The second one is automate your savings. So people get confused to where should I save, what I should save, when should I save. Just put in an automated scheduled payment and save every month. Try to get to the 30%, do the scheduled payment or incur the debit orders for your investments and just start. And the fourth point I would like to make is just spend money on what makes you happy. Not necessarily on what makes your friends happy or your family happy or what gets their approval. Just spend things that would make you happy, because if you are happy with what you are bought, you are a more happy person in general, and that will just attract positive things to your life. And the last point that I want to make is buy the cheapest car that you can buy. So cars in general, it's an expense. It's never, or I wouldn't say never, but for the general person out there, it's never an asset. So from the first time that you sign that car contract, from the first time that you sign it till the last payment, it's only a loss. So my advice would be get one trustworthy car and then one car that just goes from A to B that's paid off. And that's my part one, 5 money principles.
Thank you, Evgeir. So until next time, where you'll have some more basic money principles to share with us.
Yes, thank you, Jon, and happy to share some more.